Today is the last day of classes for the year at SUNY Oswego, and that means the return of Bridge Street Run, the unsanctioned bar crawl long considered a college tradition. It also means the return for the second SUNY Oswego carnival and concert called Ozfest. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, students at SUNY Oswego are working to make Ozfest a tradition of its own.
When three people overdosed on heroin and one of them died during the annual Bridge Street Run in 2014, the city's Common Council tried to ban the event and the college worked to create an alternative. For the first time in its history, Bridge Street Run was knocked off its mantle as the event to mark the end of the year. Oswego City Police Lieutenant Zachary Mischdahl says participation took a nosedive.
Overall, I would safely say there was a decline in major events or criminal offenses for that matter.
Ozfest was so successful that SUNY Oswego decided to bring it back this year. But student body president Emily Nasser says while it was born out of concern over Bridge Street Run, Ozfest is evolving.
The original intention was only, I think, to compete with it. And now, while that's still a factor, I think it's more of let's make this an Oswego tradition.
Several Oswego businesses are embracing Ozfest because they saw a boost from the additional customers attracted by the concert. Yet others, like the shuttle service D-Bus, took a hit. Owner Lee Walker says 2015's Bridge Street Run was his worst year working the bar crawl.
Last year it was, there was still Bridge Street Run, but it was a smidgen compared to what it used to be.
As SUNY Oswego attempts to make Ozfest an annual affair, it may not be businesses they have to win over. Many students are disappointed with the concert's lineup this year, which is not as star-studded because the school lowered ticket prices. The Oswegonian, the school's newspaper, polled more than 500 students recently and found that more than 70% said they had no plans to attend Ozfest. In Oswego, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.